man, if it ain't that time to record another podcast. So, I have no guests, so I guess it's just me. So, let's talk about something. Let's talk about texting. I have a phone. You have a phone. We all have phones. Even, like, four-year-olds have a phone for some reason. So, yeah, I'm just, I think it's real funny that, people don't know how to text back, or they just don't know how to text at all. I mean, granted, I like calling people better than texting people because of the sole reason of I am a very sarcastic person. I have a very sarcastic attitude, so everything I say is most likely not to be taken seriously at all. I'm sorry. So, When I text people, they can't really see the sarcasm in the text, and I don't use emojis because why the hell? So, you know, think of it like this. If I'm texting you, and I'm actually making an effort to text you, the least you can do is make an effort back. Honestly, when I don't even want to talk to people that text me, I don't leave them on read. Why? Because I feel like that's a dick move. The hell? I actually, like, try to talk to them. And then, once I notice, that I've left this person undelivered for an hour, and I'm not gonna answer their text during this recording. So, yeah, now I sound like a hypocrite, but, you know, whatever. I was on TikTok. Don't judge me. I was like, Go like my TikToks, please. Self-conscious. But anyway, I actually like make an effort to entertain this person for as long as possible. Then I don't. Because the reason I don't is because you're not talking about shit. So now I see why people don't text me. I don't be talking about shit. No, I'm playing, but you know. Then I don't leave you on red. I say, hey, my homie's dog died. I gotta go. Knowing damn well none of my homies got a dog. Except for Naya. Naya's got a dog. Naya, I hope your dog doesn't die because of this. Just, yeah, there we go. Knock on wood. But anyway, yeah, texting people shouldn't be as hard. And I feel like it's really weird when people are like, look at all my notifications. Oh my god, I have so many Snapchat notifications. And, like, I just don't know what to do with myself. Like, I can't even go through my Snapchat. And then I think about it, and I'm like, why don't you just open Snapchat? And then I always get this thing when I talk to females. I understand you guys get sent a lot of dick pics, but, honestly, I'm sorry for you, but that should not be a reason not to open your text messages. Just like, well, I got a text from this guy. Probably a dick pic. I'm not going to open it. Like, what? I'm just over here trying to get the math answers. Now I'm about to fail the class because you think I'm just trying to get in your pants. Motherfucker, I don't even know you. I don't even talk to you. I hate you people. Why am I like this? So, yeah. I hate people. Like, can you guys, like, stop texting me in the middle of a recording? Terry for president. I'm leaving that in because Terry listens to my podcast. Terry, no. You're not. No. So, you know, let's talk about the rules of texting. I am the person that will only text you if I need something. I have never texted anyone other than the fact when I need something. Honestly. And I know that sounds selfish, but, like, if we don't talk in real life, then why the fuck would I text you casually? Like, we're just about to have a casual conversation. I can't even, like, look at you in class and have a normal conversation. This is how far our conversation goes. Hey, Brandon, can I borrow a pencil? Sure. Hey, I see you got some gum there. Can I have some? Yeah, no problem. This teacher's really shitty at the whole teaching thing. Yeah. So, like, why would we, like, have a casual texting conversation? Also, number two, unless you are my best friend or you are dying, you should not text me past 2 a.m. Because 2 a.m. is a very important time to me. I record podcast, I do editing, and I yell at my friends on Fortnite. You know, it's a very sacred, mellow time. I don't need you to be texting me at that time. Also, don't text me while I'm sleeping. You don't know when I'm sleeping. Let's think about this. I post on my story and my private story a hell of a lot. So let's try this. If Brandon has posted 13 minutes ago, you should probably text him. Now, if Brandon has posted 2 hours ago, don't text them. Unless, like I said, you are dying or you are a really cool person. Don't text me while I'm sleeping or after 2 a.m. Now, once 5 a.m. hits, it's fair game. I can't control you. But you know, yeah, let's just think about that next time we text Brandon at 2 a.m. You know who you are. Suck a dick. So, wait. I'm forgetting something. Yo, Brandon, what's up, other me?
We got a special announcement.
Okay. All right. Well, let me see it. What the? When did this happen?
You know, a couple of days ago. No big deal.
Okay, so the Remix has merch now. We got shirts, we got hoodies, we got leggings for the ladies. We even got long sleeves, 'cause why the hell not, you know? And it would be really appreciated if you bought some of this merch. It would be quite nice. I would treat you very kindly. Well, not very kindly. I don't even like having you guys in real life. But you know, give me your money. So basically, what I'm saying is, like, it's cheap. It's cheap as hell. Like, let's look at the Remix prices and let's look at your favorite stuff ever. We have leggings for the ladies. Well, Lululemon, let's see how much you guys are wasting. What? You guys are wasting $80 on a pair of leggings? Jesus Christ, my leggings were $30. Oh, hello, stomach. Didn't need to growl in the middle of this conversation, but thank you. Like, you guys are really wasting $80 on this? Like, the hell? Why? Well, like, do you just, like, have nothing better to do with your time? Just to waste $80 on some leggings? You can save $50, get some leggings, and my leggings come with a design on it, and not this, like, weird, what the heck is that? Like, what in the zodiac sign is that? Like, what, you know? And also, I have these, like, really cool t-shirts that are, like, $13 and some change, you know? And, you guys are buying, well, Supreme, the fucking white t-shirt with a red box on it, that sometimes doesn't even have the word Supreme on it, and, let's see how much you're wasting on. Wait, what the fuck? Some of these Supreme shirts are, like, $3,000. The hell? Why? What is different about this box logo? Oh, nothing. I see. So, you know, that's very weird to me. Also, this one that's Louis Vuitton and Supreme is somehow $20 on the Vans store, which is still more expensive than my shirt, so yeah. And two, like, $20, and then the shirt right under it is like $70. You guys really pay some $70? Actually, this shirt's kind of cool. Supreme, if you ever leave me for another girl, I'll cut off your, you know what. It was cool. Also, that shirt, like, has a girl with her nipple out. I wouldn't even be allowed to wear that to school. I can't even have my collarbone showing in school. Don't know what's so sexy about my collarbone, but shit. 8,500 on StockX. 1.1K, $50. $50? Y'all wasting $50? Y'all got $50 to waste on this, but y'all can't even spare a brother 13. Y'all can't even give me 13. Like, you motherfuckers. Actually, I had a conversation with somebody and I was like, hey, can you model my leggings for me? Because I'm not a girl. I'm not gonna do it. So, and she said, Brandon, my leggings are either $3 or $40. Now, I don't know why you would buy some $40 leggings when you can save $10 and get mine, but I digress. Basically, what I'm saying is, stop wasting your money on stupid shit and help me out because, why the hell not? And B, I go to your guys' school. Like, you know me. You don't even know who the founder of Supreme is. Wait, neither do I. Wait. Who is the founder of Hinduism? Yeah, I'll search that up later. Of Supreme. You don't even know who James Jeba is. I bet you didn't even know who that was, who his name was. Also, who's the person that made Lululemon? Who is the found? I can't speak of Lululemon. Chip Wilson, you're gonna buy leggings from a man? Wait, I'm a man. Yes, you're gonna buy leggings from men. Of course, why not? Because men definitely know what a woman should be wearing on their body. Jesus Christ, I probably shouldn't have said that. People are gonna like yell at me for that. Hope you guys know I was joking. But if not, I'm sorry. No, I'm not. So, anyway, back to our regularly scheduled. What is wrong with me? Back to our regularly scheduled program. I don't know why I sound congested. Am I okay? Just like that a little bit. I ain't like that. But anyway, texting. Where was I? Right. Open your damn text. Because if you don't open your text, you'll never know what it's really about. Honestly, it could either A, be a dick pic, which I'm sorry you had to deal with that. B, it could be something very important, or C, it could be someone selling you merch. I'm going to keep shamelessly plugging this for the rest of my video. Thank you very much. You're welcome. So, basically what I'm getting at is why do you people not open your text? And also, when you open your text, why are you being rude in it? Literally, I will give you guys an example of what happened. So I downloaded this app called Yubo, not sponsored. And yeah, and it's because I was bored during quarantine. I have messages in my fucking Yubo that I haven't answered as well. I don't get Yubo notifications, so I can't answer them unless I go into the app. Yeah, but like I'm just talking about people not opening their messages. The difference between me and people is I get around to it and I actually answer, whereas you people will leave people hanging for days. What? But I actually be busy, like recording podcast episodes and editing when I feel like it. But anyway, where is what I am talking about? Oh, yeah, Christina. So, I was just chilling on this great app called Yubo. Man, this app sucks the dick. I don't know why I called it great. Don't get a Yubo. I only got it because I was bored and like to get people to like listen to the podcast. And that's about it. Because you got to get your name out there somewhere. And I'm not going to do it in like Drake's comments on Twitter. I would get flamed. But other than that, I hit this person up and I said, what's up, Christina? And she said, bye, Brandon. Why? What was the point of you even adding me on this app? Because, first of all, you added me first, I added you back. So, what was the. What was the point? Like, this app is literally just to text people. Like, I don't even understand it. Like, I don't understand why you would, like, not answer a text. I mean, she answered it, but then she, like, ended the conversation. What was the point of ending the conversation? Like, aren't you on this app to talk to people, too? Is there something else about this app that I don't know about? other than the fact that you can do cringy live streams. Like, I mean, I used to do Liubo Lives with the homies too. This is before we had a podcast. We just wanted to test if we was funny. And the answer, no. But, you know, still cry a little bit. Still cry. Why am I doing, like, different voices while talking? Is this what happens in, like, every solo commentary I ever done? Is this how I am? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Why did I do it again? But anyway. Yeah, because, like, what the hell, Christina? I thought we were just going to have a nice, friendly conversation. Like, bitch, I'm not trying to fuck. Actually, no. I actually do good at this Yubo thing, trying to strike up conversations. Because anybody that knows me knows I hate small talk. That shit is ass. So, you know, this person posted a TikTok on their Yubo, and I said, hey, I'm trying to make a TikTok. Now, I can see where that sounds sexual, but it don't, I was just trying to do that, baby, come give me something, no, you know, like, that's all I was trying to do, you know, like, I can see how that sounds wrong, too. I was just trying to make a TikTok, damn, I was just trying to renegade, you feel me, like, I didn't want to do anything else, and this girl said, no, and I said, oh, all right, and she was like, I don't like black guys. You what? And I was like, oh, okay. And she was like, yeah, I have a boyfriend. Bitch, I didn't ask, but you know, like, it was very why the fuck would you tell me that? Like, I didn't care, I didn't give a damn, but you know, you told me, and she unadded me. Bitch thought she wanted a conversation. Like, what? Nobody asked. Also, like, we're texting and I'm carrying the conversation like LeBron did the Cavs, I don't even want to talk to you no more. You want to know why? Because when I talk to you, why am I becoming like Southern? But anyway, when I talk to you, I don't want to feel like I am forcing you to talk to me. Like, it sounded like we having a dumbass conversation over here. So how was your day? Good. What you doing? Nothing. You like any sports? I don't play sports. Then I leave them on red. Why? Because clearly you do not want to be having this conversation. And then they have the audacity, the gall, the gumption to text me and say, why you leave me on red? Bitch, what? What do you mean, why I leave you on red? Motherfucker, you was not trying to talk 3 seconds ago. Why I leave you on red? Why was you not talking, you know? And then I'll be like, well, what do you want to talk about? We were already having a conversation. Bye, motherfucker. Because I'm not doing that. All right? I'm not doing any of that. You want to know why? Because I have the emptiest amount of patience. I got ADD. Motherfucker. I be recording these episodes and I just be looking around the room and all of a sudden something catch my eye and I be like, wow, what's that over there? Oh my God. Now I'm distracted. So the fact that I am texting you over and over again means that I am interested on what you're going to say to me. Don't waste my time. Also, I know this episode is about texting, but FaceTime as well. If you're going to FaceTime me, don't FaceTime me when you're with your friends. Because honestly, I don't FaceTime you when I'm with my friends. Unless I need something at that moment, or my friends ain't even talking to me, because sometimes my friends be being dicks, they just be all doing their own thing, now I gotta go talk to somebody else, fuck you, bitch, but you know, whatever, yeah, so don't call me while you're with your friends, because honestly, I don't know how your friend's gonna react to how I am, because the difference between you and your friend is, there's gotta be a contrast there. There's gotta be something I can't say. Understand that. Yeah. Yes, sir. It's me. The ending of this pod also got corrupted. Thanks a lot, Anchor. But, you know, I'm here, back again, at 6:45 a.m. because my body was just like, hey, you know, you should probably do that editing thing. So, yeah, basically that's the end of the, pod. Don't be a shitty texter. Text people back. Don't wait 50 years. And don't be me. And also, like, buy the merch. Link in the description. Just, like, you know. Just a thought. Or something. But anyway, you guys have, like, a cool day or whatever. And, yeah. Okay, bye.